Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am Pearl. For today's episode, I'm going to share some news of stuff that has been going on recently. I think it's important too because, very recently, Kitten has passed away. And I know many of you know Kitten. He has shown up on many episodes of the podcast. He's been on almost every single one of my IG live videos and in like all of my yoga classes that I've taught virtually and so many more places. And of course, you know, filling my heart. And his presence, although physically is gone, all of that he represented is still here and still lives on. And believe me, I am going to miss having that little that very like bright meow every time I go to record something. And it's only recently through a lot of looking inwards that I've been able to talk about this in a way that is loving and in a way that I can share it without becoming really upset. Although, yes, it is upsetting. But at the same time, I wanted to let everyone know and also share some really amazing gifts he's shared with me since his passing. It happened really, really fast, and it was quite a shock to me. I won't go into a ton of the details of exactly what happened. It wasn't something I was necessarily prepared for and really understood how to process. What I can say though is if you are interested in hearing not necessarily details about that event, but pet loss in general and some really helpful things to know, whether you're a current pet owner of happy, healthy, bouncing animals, or if you have an animal that's near end of life or who has recently passed, there's a lot of valuable insights I shared on a podcast episode recently on the Slothy Llama podcast. If you want that spelled, it's Slothy space Llama, Llama podcast. There's lots of platforms that's on. That episode is titled Lessons from Pet Loss, I believe. And I share some things that are good for pet owners to know. I do it in order of the events or information that could be good to know if you're owning a happy, healthy pet so that it can stay a little more lighthearted. And then should you choose to want to hear more about the actual pet loss type relevant information, more specifically, that comes up in the second and third segments. The last segment, that third segment, is really about some really incredible insights that I learned through looking inward and through a lot of soul searching and trying to understand myself through the process of loss. And I'll mention that if you happen to be a person to have extreme difficulty with recalling positive events. Maybe that's of loved ones, maybe it's of pets who have passed or people who have passed. I really break down in an incredible way, if I say might say so myself, the reason behind that. And I want to just reiterate that here. I'm not going to go into the details of that here. It's really thoroughly captured there. But I do want to share that resource and that information is available there. Because if you are someone who can't quite even bring up these memories, these loving memories, it just makes you start crying or you get really upset immediately and just don't even continue trying to, or you can't even look at old pictures of your pets or people you've loved because of this just overwhelming sadness or this upsettingness. If you want to help yourself understand why that's happening or how to cope with it or kind of what's relevant in there for you to understand and see, or maybe you know somebody who would benefit from any of this information, please, please, please send them to that podcast episode. Again, it's at the Slothy Llama podcast. And it's just incredibly eye-opening when you start to understand the lessons behind that. And that's why I do see a lot of the losses of pets I've experienced now finally as a gift, because it was such a deep-rooted belief and understanding I had of myself that I finally unraveled, and I realized this is actually really relevant for a lot of other people. That being said, I wanted to share a little bit about communication across the veil. Now, if you do actually listen to those episodes, or the one episode about pet loss, there's other cool episodes in that podcast that I've done too, but at the very least, if you listen to that episode near the end, and maybe you don't want to listen to most of it, but you're really curious about this one part, around 1 hour and I think it was something like 39 minutes, 10 seconds in. So 1 hour, 39, 10 seconds. That is when you will hear something that was basically communication by Kitten across the veil. And what happened was, right near the end of that episode, while I was still recording, all of a sudden, let me explain, actually. I'll give you a bit more background. I got a couple sets of wind chimes recently. Once in a while, you might hear the bigger one outside. And I got a second one that I thought was really cute and very, very light sounding. And I hung it up in my yoga studio. And I thought I'd put it near a window so that I could hear it go off with the breeze coming through. I thought, oh yes, this will be perfect. The wind chimes will chime all the time while the window is open. And it turns out it has never chimed. It never chimed because I don't know why, not enough wind, whatever the reasons. It's very cute. You never hear it chime. So what happened was that was still hanging there. And after Kitten had passed, I noticed it. And all of a sudden I thought to myself, well, let's see. Let's give it a try. And I say, Kitten, if you are safe and good wherever you are, could you please chime that chime? And I just made my intentions known to Kitten and lovingly, no attachment to the outcome, put it out there, knowing full well that that chime had never chimed. And so it gave me greater certainty that hearing the chime had to be Kitten. And right near the end of that episode, around that mark, I could hear all of a sudden the wind chimes chiming. And that was the end of the pet loss episode. And it was such a beautiful chime, and it just made me smile. And I had to pause it recording for a second because it was just like, I couldn't believe it. And it was just so perfectly timed, of course, by him. And he, as I described that same thing in the episode a little bit later, it chimed a second time, kind of confirming that no, you heard that right. And I thought that was so beautiful. And I wanted to share that because I know a lot of people have been through loss over the last years and over lifetime, you know, or times. It's never easy. It's just never easy. And everyone will have the perfect way of reacting and responding and feel everything you need to feel. But I want to remind you guys that it's not just about sadness. And actually, the person who really taught me that and reminded me of that is my husband, because I actually have a way harder time with loss than I just have a hard time. Let's not categorize or try to say who has a harder time than who. But I sucked at it. And I either would shut down, I would hate that I had feelings, reject them, and all of the things. And or get, you know, upset, angry, want to focus, hyper-focus on things and aspects and things I couldn't control anyways. and just be really upset. And he really helped me to, just by prompting me, reminding me that it's okay, number one, to feel whatever you're feeling, but also, can you just remember for a bit all of the good things? All of the, and I actually couldn't, which was what led to the rest of the prompting and helped me to get to a state of truly being able to recall happy memories. And I finally can do that now. But it's a good reminder for anyone who is capable of that already to remember the good things that have happened with whether it's an animal or a person that you've lost. The memories are so valuable and they haven't left you. They're still there. And those experiences are still yours to remember and to feel. So, as much as possible, try to remember. That's one piece of this. Another is, look, again, loss is always hard, but as soon as you are able to feel the feelings you need to feel, process as much as you need to process. Remember that if you're listening to this type of a podcast, you are like pretty freaking magical. You are not disconnected from your loved ones. You can definitely communicate with them still in a number of ways. The way I just described might be great for someone introductory or who's like not quite sure about further communication, which is totally fine. No judgment. You pick and choose and accept and feel into what's right for you for the level and type of communication. Not to say you even have to, but I know so many people who are so dedicated and so distraught from to their loved ones and distraught from their loss and they feel like there's just everything is gone. But and while the physical form is, there is an energetic connection that you can always tap into if it's aligned for you to do so. And I say that in a way because I just will throw this out there. Yes, communicate. Yes, reach out. You will get the communication you need, not necessarily what you want. I'll say it like that because while you can reach out, there are people and animals that we love so dearly that maybe we want to have constant contact with, but may not. It may not serve you best to always be 100% communicating all the time after. Sometimes it's the lesson we wanted to learn from this experience and we agreed to learn together. Sometimes it's they want you to keep living the physical life even though they're gone. So they'll keep in touch and check in with you when it's a most aligned for you to have that check-in or that communication, but they don't want to hinder you. They don't want you to be stuck into a situation where you're completely disconnected from your reality here because you want to only be in connection there. Now, they'll always be with you. They're always present when you want them present and always accessible. But I think it's most people are on the side of they have forgotten that you can still communicate and that you still can ask for the signs. You can ask for much more direct communication, but take the level that feels comfortable to you and feels in resonance. Don't force yourself to try something if you're not excited to or not like your heart isn't there. But if you're craving that communication with that loved one, there are so many ways this can look. Now, you can absolutely do what I did, where I honestly was, it was a playful gesture. And I think that's the best way for anyone to reach out for communication from the other side. Make it very loving and very playful. So, if, for you, if I would recommend asking for signs and communication in ways that are credible to you, but that give you absolute confidence and assurity that that sign had to have come from your loved one. So if you want to just play with signs, that's perfect. And sometimes you may have had a sign that you agreed upon and you have forgotten about, or maybe there's certain things that your loved one it was really excited about, certain things that make you always think of them. and they appear from time to time. And those are also signs and messages from your loved ones. So sometimes you ask for them, sometimes they just show up. So if there was like a favorite, you know, particular animal that your loved one really liked, and you know, they it's not a common one, and now you suddenly see more of those around or more pictures with them or something like that, that's a sign from your loved one. They are sending you their messages through a way that is unique enough to you, and everybody's communication can be totally different. So yes, my kitten communicated through me to me through a set of wind chimes by the window. And for other people, that could work too, or it could look totally different. It could be a visual versus a sound. It could be so many things. But be open to it. If your heart is wanting that communication, be open and ask. If you're not seeing the messages already, communicate to the universe and to your loved ones, I would love to get contact. I would love to have some like, show me. And if you don't, if you're too hesitant to pick a sign because you're just like, oh, like, I don't know, I'll overthink it or something like that. Don't, that's perfectly fine too. Ask for the sign to be something you couldn't possibly mistaken. Ask your loved one to communicate with you through a sign that there is no way you will accidentally think it was anything just coincidental. It had to be them. Just like that, say that. And if you put that intention out there, they will show you in a way that is only explainable that loved one tried to reach out to you. Now those are the I would say subtler ways that you can communicate with them. Now, if you are really interested in more direct communication and you would like to have that more, let's say, something that you are able to like have the conversation or something you could let your mind open up to, a great way is to ask for them to visit you in the dream state. So going to sleep, setting the intention maybe a few times before you go to sleep to ask and invite that individual, that animal or whatever it might be, to connect with you in that dream state to have communication. And you can ask them to take a form that is amenable or is in some way acceptable for you. I have to say, one of the reasons loved ones won't do that. Sometimes a loved one will not visit you in a dream state because you will potentially be fearful of them. Now, I'm not telling you you have to be. They know it whether you are or not. Sometimes we don't realize it ourselves. And so our loved ones are never going to do something that's going to hurt us or make us uncomfortable. They just won't do it. So even if you're thinking, I'd love for them to come to me in my dream state, but you haven't recognized that it would actually freak you out, they may not visit you because of that reason. So you can add in, you know, maybe ask for it to be in a form that is acceptable for you. And in that sense, it could be that your loved one will take form, a different form, person, whatever it might be, to bring that communication to you or a message to you in the dream state, but it's them that's actually offering that message. And I remember still a long time ago, I had a pet that when I was younger, he had passed and I loved him dearly. I really did. I wasn't expecting a visit in my dreams, and he could tell, and I was able to accept it enough that the visit, but I got a little bit scared and he recognized that too. And so he went on his way, but I just couldn't, I didn't understand a lot of this energetic stuff and I wasn't in a place to receive the message, but I received the loved and I acknowledged even in the dream state. I was like, oh, okay, I know you're like, I valued and accepted the energy exchange, but I wasn't able to process it and handle it as well as I am able to now. But you know, they'll do what's most optimal for you, as would any loving being. So that's another option, is inviting them into the dream state, whether it's their actual form or a form you're able to receive. And then there's more direct communication. Whether some people have the clairvoyance, they see. Some people have the claircognizance or the clair audience where they'll hear the messages or know the messages or hear the messages. There's no right or wrong way. There just is ways that you're going to be more open to receiving their contact. And sometimes it's through a song. Sometimes it's just another sign of like a song comes on the radio when you're asking for that message or some confirmation from them or a check-in. And it's something that you guys had, liked together or shared together. And so there's all of these different ways that communication can occur. Now, if you're open to there being, a communication more direct, you can always, if you feel it's appropriate, bring about some form of protection, energetic protection, invoke that. Whatever, everyone has a different way, so do what feels right for you, what resonates, if you even feel like it's necessary. And then you can just invite them into your space and invite them to share something with you. Sometimes you will hear things, and sometimes you'll just know something you couldn't have known without them literally providing that information to you. They're never going to do something against your will. So you have to invite it at that level. With Kitten, the funny thing was, it was not, none of it's funny, but it was quite interesting. Something I noted shortly after he passed was he hadn't left. He did pass. His physical body very clearly had passed, but it was like, and we'd even taken him over to the vet for like a necropsy and things because it was so sudden, but it was almost like you could hear his little meows and these little pling. It was like meow. I don't know, I can't do it, but he had these cute little meows where it's just like this like little ringing pop-up meow that would just like appear, and the sounds were just like, like I could hear, I would hear him. I would just hear him. And it was like he was like just wandering around. And you can ask for clarity, you can ask for assurance or insight. And I share this because it's weird and random, but you people are listening to this, and it's just got the 22 minutes, 22 seconds, which is funny. But so I'm gonna share it anyways. Think I'm crazy, whatever. I don't care. The thing is, what I ended up asking, because I was like, do you need help? Because I was concerned, with any time of passing, you're like, do we need to or do we need to open up some portals? Like, do we need to get some support from like some other helping beings? Or like, do you need help to get through? And it was very interesting because it was this immediate resonant of like, I've got it. I'm good. I just want to, using his words, go, I want to walk between worlds right now. And it might freak some people out, but it is what it is. So he wanted to walk between worlds. And apparently you can do that. And just because a being doesn't officially cross doesn't mean they have a problem or there's something wrong. They can, I guess, just do that. There's so much I don't understand still, and stuff that I'm curious about, stuff that I'm not ready to hear answers for, stuff that I'm not open. I wouldn't let myself know answers to. But at the same time, it was just so interesting that, and it oddly, it was the weirdest passing because it wasn't like a lot of others that I've had where it was this very distinct ending. There was just this immediate bounce back of like the energy and presence. I know it was very odd, but for whatever reasons, that is his choice. And so he chose currently to walk between worlds for the moment. And so I guess it's not really fully across the veil. It's from between the veil, the veil itself. I don't really know. But whatever, wherever he is, I know from his physical confirmation through the chimes that he is well and things are good, but you know, there's also this like presence that can be there for beings. And again, not always to freak you out, not always bad. None of it freaked me out. It wasn't in a way to freak me out. I was concerned, but not freaked out. I just wanted to make sure he was good. And with cats, I feel like that's just a thing though. They're very independent and they kind of can just do whatever, and that's totally fine. It's from what I've heard from a number of sources lately, there's been weird stuff going on with cats and loss and disappearance. So if anything like that's happened to you, you know, I send you so much love because I realize this is really hard. And also there's something else going on energetically that's nothing evil, bad, terrible. Like there's just a big shift happening, and that's something to be aware of. Anyways, this is all, you know, the intent here is to share some insights to keep you open, if you wanted to be open, to this type of communication with pets, with family, with whatever beings you want to communicate with. And just that reminder that we're not alone and we're never disconnected. We're always able to access and connect with any being we wish to in a loving way. If you have your heart open to this, you can definitely have that communication. And one other thing I'll share is, you know, there tend to be signs and symbols, and we'll talk about more universe communication too at another time, but there's so many messages and ways that things will come to us, and you'll start to recognize patterns. Like for me, sirens tend to be a source of confirmation. For me, I've also learned that with death and with loss comes, for whatever reason, praying mantises. For example, my last dog who passed away, who I dearly loved, Cider was, I had him for so long and we went through so much together. But after he passed and I came home, the first time I went back home without him, inside of our place, there was a big praying mantis on our wall, just there. And my husband and I both noticed it. And this time with Kitten, after Kitten passed away, the next day, I think, or maybe that day, I forget now, but no, I think it was the next day, there was a little praying mantis, a really beautiful praying mantis, that was very small, outside on our patio, on a glass. And so not like hard to find, it was just sitting on a glass. And then just the other day, actually, sometime this weekend, I was at a hardware store looking at some plants. And this lady, I'd had asked a couple of questions to the person who is doing horticulture or whatever they know there in the plant area. And she kind of noticed that we're interested in things. And she came up to me and she was like, "Do you want to see something cool?" And I was like, "Yeah, what is it?" And she opens up this container filled with tiny baby praying mantises. They were just like all of these tiny little baby praying mantises. And then she's like, "We put them on these bushes and it's like natural pest control." And I was just, you know, FYI, that's a thing. So if you ever want to do natural pest control, you can totally do it with praying mantises, and you can get them at stores now, I guess. And then also ladybugs. But the thing is, she was showing us where these praying mantises, I'd never seen so many baby praying mantises before. It was like an incredible gift from the universe. Like I couldn't believe it. But so for us, that seems to have been a message or like a confirmation or like an ending of a cycle that like the praying mantises came forward. So for you, you're going to have your own. They're all going to be different. You know, there's animal totems, spirit animal guides and things. But even with that, you know, you can read about them, but really what matters is not what other people wrote about. It's your experience. You're going to come up with definitions and you're going to have certain ways of communicating with the universe, certain messages that come through a certain way. And that's all that matters, is that you learn what those are, so you recognize them when they appear, so you it can help you just like understand how to navigate here. So I'm gonna leave it at that for now, and I send you all so much love, especially if you've gone through any loss or any challenges like that. And I just send you so much love. Take care. Bye.